Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
To our old standby song, one of our favorites, and I think you know what that is. Yep, from Tom Carosa's CD Zesty. Here we go. Let's polka our way into sunshine.
After mass just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi. More potato to cheese and to meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
That reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen.
Remember? Oh, yes. We were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves. And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone might be? Yeah, that's a nice memory. I think
hey, I have to play somebody new that sent me the thing. It's called Kids Party. It's Squirm and Germ, one of the members formerly of, as you know, I love Drop 6 Comedy, and I use a lot of their videos, but they have a new song out, and I guess a new group called Squirm and Germ, so let's hear their new song.
This song is a commentary on childhood obesity.
Soda, pizza, nachos, burgers, up past midnight.
Kids Party!
We got prank phone calls, skateboards, video games.
games and movies. Popcorn, pretzels, candy, sugar, torment your pet. We're jumping on the bed and sliding down the stairs in a sleeping bag. Kid party is so much fun, yeah, radical. We're number one.
Soda, Sprinter, Nacho, Burgers, up past midnight. Kid party!
We're snorting Bundys and drinking Pop Rocks with cola. Kevin's got his head stuck in the banister. Kevin, are you alright? You're turning blue. Should we get your parents? No, no way. No adults allowed, y'all. That's right, because we're going to stay up all night with all this sugar.
Hey, is everyone okay down there?
No, everything's fine, Mrs. Humble.
Kevin?
Oh, Kevin's in the bathroom right now.
Okay, be safe. Good night.
Good night.
She's gone, y'all. Now we got more time for everything like Nerf guns and ping pong, air hockey puck knocked out my tooth. I think I got a concussion and a nosebleed from all this head banging. Ooh, I think I gotta stay up all night because I had a little too much sugar, 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 sugar,
sugar.
I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. They need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go.
Even though you might like to see it burn.
The nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Thank you.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
That was the wonderful Steve Mendoza. Thank you for that promo, Steve Mendoza Show. Isn't it great? Another radio show did a promo for me. I think that's wonderful. And we got guests popping in and out here. They're logging in and logging out and logging in and logging out. Okay, that's the chat room I'm talking about. And in the chat room, we got Clopsy, Wacko Bob. Thank you guys for cutting. They cut their show on Friday short for me. Isn't that sweet? They're the nicest guys. That was an interesting show you have today, but I'm really getting tired of that woman there. I think we're giving her too much media attention, and that's the Mormon murders, as I like to call them. Before that, we had Soce. Check out his site. It's S-O-C-E, and that was Dance. Very talented guy. Had him on my show last week. Very, very good. The Wacko Bob Show is on every morning, Monday through Friday, at 9 a.m., I believe. They have a special 1 p.m. show this Saturday, so check them out. And Betty Jo Tucker, I'm not on my usual computer, so everything's a little slower here. I'm going to get your information up. Betty Jo Tucker is in the chat room, and she phones in because she can't hear the chat room. Oh, Betty Jo, I'm having a little problems here, but I'm going to get to your info in a second, if it allows me to, because it's going in and out and not letting me get in there. All right, Betty Jo, I'm going to have to play a song and I'm going to get your info. Is it there? Come on, come on, come on. Work with me. Work with me. And I got a great guest coming on today, Betty Jo, Harmon Leon. And is it Leon or Leon? L-E-O-N. Leon. I'm making it French. Why do I make everything French? I don't know. So we'll check it out. Oh, you know Soce. I didn't know you know Soce. Did it tell him you heard him on my radio show, Steve Mendoza? Are you in any of his videos? I think maybe you told me you were. All right, Betty Jo, here we go. Okay, Betty Jo, I'm going to get your info in a second. Oh, this is so painful trying to do this on this computer. All right, you know what? I think we're going to have to go to another song really fast.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. One way or another, I'm going to reach you. I'm going to get you. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya, I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One way or another, I'm gonna meet ya, I'll meet ya, I'll meet ya. I will ride that bullhouse until the lights are all down. I'll see you around. Get you one way or another. I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One way or another. I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya, I'll meet ya. And if the lights are all down, I'll follow.
Thank you.
tell, I'm having technical difficulties, this darn thing. I can't find the chat room, and I can't, my mouse is frozen. Great. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. This I know. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., it's Betty Jo Tucker, and she's going to have a great show, which I can't see because I can't get my mouse to work. Oh, this is a tragedy here, and because I have a guest calling in like 2 minutes. So, and I can't click on a song. Oh, boy, what do you do in a situation like this? I don't know. This is not fun. Okay, I'm going to, I can't even play another song to get this going here because I can't get on. Oh, boy. Something's happening. My mouse is not responding. All right, so Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday. Steve Mendoza, Wacko in the Morning. And I'm just at the mercy here of this computer now. Oh, Betty Jo, there we go. I got it. Okay. Now it's doing it. Maybe it's going to move for me. Oh, boy. This is not fun. Nope, it's all frozen. Oh, boy. Okay, well, we're having a little technical difficulty right now. Let me see. Oh God, just lost my switchboard. Okay, this is all crazy. Okay, let's see if I can get the chat back up. And let's get some music playing while we try to iron out what's going on here. Maybe not. Okay. Well, I'm at the mercy of the computer right now. Oh, boy. All right. If I could get some music going, that would be awesome. I have no idea what's going on right now. So that's me banging on the computer. All right, got a lot of shows coming up on the 12th. I'm doing a theater workshop, a special benefit for the theater, and we got that coming up. And I'm going to try and play some music while we... Let's see if it's going to let me do it. I don't know if it's Blog Talk freezing or... Okay, bear with me. Sorry about this, Harlan, if you're trying to call in soon. Whoa. Just lost the whole show now. Okay. All right. Who else is in the chat room? Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. This is a... What was that? Something happened. Okay. I'll take it.
Warm ourselves with pelts of cow. Love to dine on wild fowl. Every day is spent with friends. Health and spirit never end. Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Ugh. Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Ugh.
Look at those people with pale skin.
Let's scalp them.
Wait. Let's hear them out.
Here's our secret, hook.
respect the land, treat with care, turn the soil everywhere, burn some wood in your teepee, he says it's called peyote. There's our secret book.
I got Betty Joe's up, though. She's going to have, let's see. Oh, boy. This is craziness going on in my computer right now. Craziness. Ugh, get out of there. Just go away. Close already. All right. Okay. If I can get rid of this. Anyway, Betty Joe's going to be having, if I can move it around, I got to say it real quick while I got it up. Cleopatra's 50th anniversary with film historian James Colt Harris and actress Joan Benedict Steiger. Oh, Rod Steiger's wife. The motion picture world is waiting for back in 1963. The movie won 4 Oscars. And it's going to have the 50th anniversary DVD is being released May 28th. So you want to go and check in on Betty Joe Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I got that, Betty Joe, and it's freezing. My computer is frozen. Okay, and so now we just wait, and as soon as I can get something going here, and get that out of the way, and find my guest who's going to be on is Harmon. Any day now. Sorry, guys, I can't even open the chat room. So this computer is completely freezing up on me. And I've got a guest calling in any minute. All right. So check out Movie Attic Headquarters. And, okay, I'm going to get rid of, I have to get rid of a lot of things. Close the program. Yes, I'm trying to close you. Okay. And see if I can get back in the chat room. I'm not sure. Okay. So moving right along, let's see if I can even get into my switchboard. This is a nightmare, my friends, a nightmare going on with the radio show right now. Okay, I'm at the mercy here. So let's just try and get out of here. Close. I'm closing down things, closing down everything in here. We're going to have this guest, Harmon. Leon, would you say Leon or Leon? I'll know when he calls in. Okay. And now. Okay. So we're going to have him calling in, and now I have no computer. Okay, my computer screen just went blank. Okay, I have no idea what's going on with it. I'm I might have to reschedule, Harmon. Okay. Okay, go away. And just get my Blog Talk Radio back, please. Harmon, I apologize for this. I have this great guest, Tale, which will be Tuesday the 28th at the Three of Cups. That's on 1st Avenue and 5th Street. It's a totally free show with great readers, and it's going to be terrific, and he's going to be doing some of his readings there, very funny stuff. And my computer is completely gone now, and I think my computer is crashing is what's happening. If I can get back on Blog Talk Radio, that would be great. But we're having technical difficulties. Anyway, so Tale, you want to catch that? Always celebrities in the house. I think Joe Mulligan will be providing the music. It's produced by Harmon and Terry Mintz, and I performed at it myself. It's a very good show. And hopefully I'll get my blog talk back up. And this is the first time this has happened. But again, I'm on the road, as I said before. And let's see what we can do about it. Okay, we're just going to have to wait for now. Unless I had another computer, then that would be good. I might have to go to that to get Harmon on. So I'm, I don't know how I can call in from two computers, though. And, okay. Waiting for restart. Okay, trying to get into the room there. All right, just bear with me, everybody. So that's also we have Steve Mendoza. I don't know when your shows are, but George Bettinger's shows, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And I can't get into my own show. Come on. Okay, let's try to get this up and moving. So be patient with me. So Harmon Leon's going to come on. He's written six books, and he's a contributor to Huffington Post. And let's see if I can get my Blog Talk Radio. This is a nightmare. Okay, continue. Okay, whew, I got the room back up. Oh, now it's gone. Okay. Here we go. Come on, open up. It opened for a minute. Stay with me. Stay with me. All right. Okay. Whoa. Reconnecting to server. Oh, then it's gone. All right. I'm going to try and get Harmon's, as soon as it reconnects, get it to Harmon's site here as soon as my switchboard will let me. So I've got the switchboard back up. So anyway, I'll talk some more about Harmon while we're waiting. And, oh, I think that's him on the line. Let me see if I can get to him, though, if it'll let me. Open up his line. I see you, Harmon. Hopefully we'll get to you. Okay. Try and open your line. Harmon, are you there?
Nancy, I'm here. I've been living your ordeal with you.
Oh, my goodness. You can't believe it. I don't know. I'm on the road, so I'm at a different computer, and it is crazy. Craziness.
Yeah, always when all else fails, just reboot. Reboot.
Well,
that's the only advice.
I can't reboot this. Luckily, I did a lot for extra time because it took me like 15 minutes just to get you on. I don't know what happened. I lost the whole screen. I lost the mouse. But luckily, I opened your mic, so things are good there. And we do have the there you are. Can you, you're not muted, right? You can hear me? Harmon?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear
right.
me?
Now I
can. Like walkie-talkies.
I know, doesn't it? Well, everything's going wrong. Okay, Harmon, I'm going to talk about you again. I've got like three things going here. You're the author of six books, including The Harmon Chronicles, Republican Like Me, The Infiltrator, National Lampoon's Road Trip, USA, and The American Dream. Wow, why didn't you tell me this? You just go, she just calls and says, can Harmon call in? Yeah. You're like a guest. You got to come on my show.
Like a guest, like a real genuine guest.
Well, I have a lot of people call in to promote. I don't mind helping people promote things. And I did get, at least I memorized all of the tail info. And you've got so much going on. And you've been doing comedy. Oh, look at this. Edinburgh, Melbourne, Dublin, all over the world. How do you do this? Howard Stern. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God.
Current FX, Fox Family, Channel, VH1, National Lampoon. When do you sleep? This is like...
Well, it's good to keep busy. Good to keep busy. And I also garden.
Then you garden. And you also are low in sodium, so you're good for the elderly. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I got all the bases covered. All the bases covered.
You've got all the bases. And this is great because I have seen you perform. And you're terrific. You're a great storyteller. And it's just amazing. I don't know when you... Are you based out of New York?
Yeah. I live in Brooklyn, so I moved out here a year ago from San Francisco because, New York has all the things that San Francisco doesn't. You got to kind of move it up a New York level. New York kicks you in the butt, makes you motivated. It's good. So, you know, and then I met my friend Terry Mintz, who you know. We were gigging together in L.A. at a place called Sit and Spin. And we decided, you know, let's start some storytelling in NYC.
It's great. You just have such an eclectic. You're working all the time, it looks like, from your resume and your bio. And why don't you tell people a little bit about Tale, which happens the 28th. This Tuesday at 8:30, and it's totally free, and the drinks are half price. You can't beat that. It's usually standing room only, so you want to get there around 8 if you want a seat there. And the stories are just, it's wonderful. I love that space. I feel like
it's so
downtown and trendy when I'm there.
yeah, it's a basement room. There's something about basement performance rooms that are like, you know, like the Comedy Cellar or whatnot. There's something about a basement performance vibe. So it's like we were looking around for venues and we just found like this, you know, really great Lower East Side sort of venue. And, you know, we just try to have
clandestine, I guess. Is that a good word? Clandestine. Clandestine.
Yeah, but you know it's an equally good word? Clandestine.
Clandestine.
I don't even know if that's a word, but that's a great word.
Clandestine.
You came from
the village
rubber.
Of Clandestine.
But it's just like now storytelling is the new poetry slam, which is the new, I don't know, it's just like our theme is comedy, but, you know, there's something about long-form a comedy as opposed to stand-up,
full circle, because I guess even in the 60s in the area with the trash can movements and the that's what it would be, but usually only more cancerous with smoke-filled rooms, and they would tell stories while music played, or they would do poetry while music played, and it has that definite kind of feel to it. But also the way you and Terry go about selecting people, and you just have such a great mix, so it's no two of the same stories, even though it might be the same theme. They're just every performer is so unique, and that's what makes it so much fun to go.
Yeah, I mean, if we have to have a theme, the theme is just kind of just the diversity in what you'll see in performers, you know. Then we try to have, you know, six different viewpoints on stage. But, you know, I think it's like a renaissance of storytelling because, you know, I think the moth kind of kicked the doors open. And just people just like, you know, it's kind of like going back to the, you know, primordial, let's listen to stories around the campfire sort of mentality. You know, everyone likes a good story.
It's also like, because the each thing is about 1,500 words in 10 minutes, it's also, I would say, it's on another level, it's not, I don't want to say, it's not performance art by any means, but it is a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's almost like watching a one-person 10-minute show.
Yeah, exactly, because it's just one topic, and, you know, it's just, yeah, storytelling just kicks ass. It's just, you know, it needed a revival, and you know, coming here, I was just so happy to see that, you know,
and
the storytelling.
And I'm just so impressed that you guys are always so packed. Tale is always so packed.
It's five shows, and yeah, we've had celebrities in the audience. We've had Hugo from Lost, he was there, and did I mention we had Hugo from Lost? Okay, we've had one celebrity.
I thought I saw Taylor Negron there one night.
Oh yeah, Taylor performed on our, I think it was our first or second show, yeah.
And
so,
who else? Amy Stiller was there. I think she's performed there. Has she performed?
Yep. Yeah,
Amy
Stiller? She was on our first show. So, yeah, you know,
and
it just goes back. And,
no, it's
sorry, go ahead.
Very well known. No, I've seen more celebrities in the audience. I've seen more than that.
Yeah, and we're very pleased by that. But, you know, it just kind of fits, you know, like I said, you know, my background is just kind of writing long-form stories. So it's just...
And when did you start this? And I keep making your name French. Am I saying it? Is it Leon? Or I keep going Leon.
I kind of like the Leon. I kind of like the accent-y goot over the E. But there is no accent-y goot. It's just harmony. Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. That's very good. When I want to feel fancy, that's what I will use.
When someone says Leon, you go, no, it's Leon.
Yeah.
Get all attitude on them like a writer.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so when did you start? When did you start this this writing journey?
Oh, writing journey! I started in San Francisco. I was I just was an intern, and like the first story, like always, my sort of approach has been kind of being a participant within the story. And I started by doing these series of stories where I would infiltrate various institutions of everyday life by going undercover and posing as one of them. So the
wow.
first story I wrote
How
was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, where it started, the journey of this infiltration started. The first story I wrote was I got a job at Jack in the Box with the sole intent of being hired and fired within 3 hours. You know, working under a series of criteria, which I devised. And I worked the graveyard shift at Jack in the Box on Lombard Street in San Francisco. And the irony, which is a sad state of our working conditions, they just wouldn't fire me no matter what I did. And then from there, it stemmed into kind of more weightier sort of stories, like everything from anything, like in my books, like Republican Like Me and The Infiltrator. Those books are all about infiltrating extremist and conservative right wing culture. You know, again by posing as one of them. You know, everything from teen abstinence educators conferences to white supremacist hate groups. Who, by the
wow.
way. Try to recruit me at Applebee's. And I don't know if that says anything about white supremacists, but that says something about Applebee's.
Wow, it sure
Even
does.
Even people that hate love Applebee's.
Hey, how can people find your books? What site can
they
go to?
You can go, well, first you can go to my friendly website, harmonleon.com, which has all of them. But, you know, obviously Amazon and some of your finer independent bookstores.
Yes, Harmon Leon. I just have a – we have a chat room, too. I don't know if you're in it. I see there's a guest, 327. I don't know if that's you. But there's a chat room, and we have people from all over listening right now. We've got Wacko Bob. I think they're – where are you? Florida and Australia? That's another radio show. And we also have online – well, she was on here. We had Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. We've got George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. I'm saying Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays, and at 9 a.m. and Wacko Bob Show. They have a special 1 p.m. show on Saturday. And you've got a listener all the way just outside of Amsterdam, Cyanide. His name is Marco. His real name is Marco. And he's listening to you since you've toured the world performing. Cyanide, check out Harmon Leon, you will for now and ever be known as. And while wow. My mouse is still working, and while I have you on the open line so I can't lose you, I'm going to play a bit of your reading, if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm here for.
All right, let's have some flavor. Here we go. Some Harmon.
Okay, we're going to have up next Harmon Leon. He's known as the Infiltrator. He's published many books. He's a columnist in the Huffington Post. And he looks great naked, at least from what I've seen on the covers of his book. So, Harmon?
This! But not this! This! But not this! But I believe it was John Paul Sartre who once said,
hell is other people's babies. At least that's the lesson I learned when I ventured to the 8th annual America's Most Beautiful Baby Contest in Phoenix, Arizona. To set the scene, outside it's hot enough to fry baby food. But inside the bliss of a beautiful shopping mall, one baby will be judged far more beautiful than all the other babies, displayed on stage like a little trained monkey forced to wear people clothes. First, you got to consider the pure, delightful perks of watching such an event as this. Well, there'll be parents screaming at their babies for not being cute enough. Babies with a big baby showbiz attitude. Goo, bitch! And, of course, bitter backstage baby bath chatting. So, I arrived early, and immediately, through direct eye interaction, I'm singled out as the child-adjusting pervert. I am the only one there without a baby. Yes, just a grown man alone taking in a beautiful baby contest on a scorching hot Saturday morning, thank you. Yeah, you really stand out without a baby. I should have brought one. An old woman leans towards me. Is your child entered in this contest? No, I say. I just like babies. For fun, my goal is to pick out the ugliest baby. Yes, UGLY, you ain't got no alibi because you're one motherfucking ugly baby. And my winner is the baby with soiled baseball uniform, spit running down his face, and I'm bugging out his misshapen skull. Why, there's babies there in dirty, hand-me-down sailor suits, crusty bows in their hair. There's one baby, kind of a long shot to the crown, with a tooth sticking out of its neck. Most baby boys are dressed like middle-aged men. The baby girls like hookers. Yeah. And the clouds part, the sky opens up, and the ringer arrives. It's this precocious little blonde baby named Colin. He's dressed like a 40-year-old insurance salesman. Black crest, jacket and tie, knee, Colin. He has this large entourage with him. Colin is the P. Diddy of baby contest participants. The safe money's on Colin. Praise the Lord for all these beautiful babies. You're all very blessed. With that, the large Christian MC kicks off the event as petrified children stand in front of judges waving stuffed animals at them. The Lord has blessed our next baby with beautiful red hair. All I see on stage is a toddler and a scarecrow outfit screaming, holy terror. This causes a chain reaction of crying babies. Restless kids unaware crawl on stage. They start knocking over the inflatable crayons. The wheels are coming off the carriage. I want to go home. I'm tired, cries an ugly older sister. Quiet, shouts the mom. Her tone suggests, we've created another cuter baby. You've been replaced. Back to printing the precious one. It occurs to me that this is the only contest where every single contestant will end up shitting in their pants. And other than the senior golfing tour and a shitting in your pants competition, that's rare nowadays. The final pageant event is called the Lady Sleepwear category. Small little innocent children parade in front of fully grown adults in their pajamas. Okay, I am not a rocket scientist, but I can tell you this is wrong on many levels. I am stuck with a disturbing image of Woody Allen sitting cross-legged as a celebrity judge. I feel bad for humanity just witnessing this. When it's time to give the awards, almost all the contestants are sleeping, crying, or knocking things over. And it smells bad, too. The winner's announced. I can hardly contain myself. Who will be America's most beautiful baby? And it's, oh my God, what a surprise. It's Colin. Hooray! It's the Colin dynasty. Colin whisked on stage and awarded with a royal scepter and cape. Colin is the best baby. I go to interview Colin. Colin, how does it feel to be America's most beautiful baby? But a mean older relative gives me a look. Colin won't be conducting interviews. The MC closes the event. May the Lord be with you on your way home. I leave wanting to run home and wash my eyes out with soap. I mean, how would I or anyone here turn out if their parents forced them to be in beautiful baby contests, to be displayed on stage like a lobotomized bear cub vying for a brand new car for their greedy parents? It will be a long, long time before I'm going to see anything forcibly made cute.
Ironic. Non-ironic. Ironic. Non-ironic. Ironic. Not-ironic. Ironic. Not-ironic. Ironic. Not-ironic. Ironic. 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 Not-ironic. Ironic. Not-ironic. Ironic.
No, that note is the visual gags work really good on radio from the show.
That's okay.
But I guess you use the theater of your mind on those bits.
Yeah, the theater of your mind. It's okay. It's okay. It's a flavor. It's a taste.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat room wants to know, did you ever perform at Stage Works Theater in San Francisco?
Yeah. Not only did I perform at Stage Works, but next Friday and Saturday, I will be at the Alcove Theater in San Francisco.
Well, tell them Steve Mendoza. Tell your friends in San Francisco to go see Armin Leon.
He'll be
in San Francisco then. And also Cyanide in the House. He's listening. He usually listens. It's 10:30, whatever, 11 here. So it's about he listens right before he goes home from work, and unless his boss catches him, and then he turns off the computer like he's not listening. So.
And he's in Holland.
He's in Holland, yes, yes.
Nice.
He's a big dirt biker, too, on the weekends. I know everything about my chat room here. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. George Bettinger is on Facebook in the Mom and Pop Shop. And George was the voice of the red M&M. In the commercials.
let me tell you, that was my favorite M&M in that commercial.
See that, George?
kudos to that.
Yeah, and Steve Mendoza, who's in the chat room right now, says he's friends with most of the people there at that theater. Very cool. So tell us more about Tale and how they can see you live.
Yeah, I mean, Tao is coming up this week, Tuesday, 8:30 at Three of Cups, but it's a busy week. On Sunday at the Under St. Mark's Theater in New York, I will be doing...
Underground, that's St. Mark's Underground, right?
Yeah, it's another one that's, another downstairs sort of performance space.
Yeah, I know that space. It's off of 2nd Avenue? Or is it a
Yeah, I think it's between 2nd and 1st. So I'm doing my new show that I'm bringing up to the Edinburgh Festival called Be McGonagall. I know this is going to sound hilarious, but this show is all about obscure 19th century poet William Topes McGonagall, who had the notoriety of being the worst poet in Scottish history. I know, it already sounds hilarious. But I've already done a run of it in Australia at the Adelaide Festival, so it's not – it's road-tested. And then, and then Wednesday, if you haven't had enough of me, I'll be at the Pit doing my former show, Ironic, Not Ironic,
how many one-person shows do you have?
I have a few. You know, I like to keep busy.
That's a few.
And then,
Tale,
which is, always a great kind of, event. And I like the idea of, I think maybe like bongo drums with to give it that flavor you were speaking of, like the smoke-filled rooms.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely percussion is always a must.
I mean, we try to have a musician with every show to kind of give you sort of that flavor.
Yes,
it,
and you
so.
Have my friend Joe Mulligan there, who has also performed there. He's going to be a musician for the event. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and he had this great story last time about Dangerfield's Comedy Club, which I was surprised was still around, the Comedy Club.
Yes, and Joe and I actually performed together for years and years in a group called the First Amendment, who by mm-hmm. coincidence, our theater was, guess where? Underground.
Oh, right. Whereabouts in New York?
It was at Bond Street. I think it was 2 Bond Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the basement there. I think now it's a designer's
right.
Room. And they have parts of the theater still there when we go back there. So, oh, gosh. So many memories. Bruce Willis was one of our performers. Robin Williams came down there to perform.
Oh, wow.
So we have a history going way back. And I was looking for something while I was talking to you. I'm going to play something in your honor, in your Scottish honor at the end of the show.
Oh, great. Thanks.
That I perform. Once you said Scottish, I go, oh, I have something there. And that's great that you're doing so many things. But if they really want to find, they should go to your website, and that's Harmon, HARMONLEON.com, and then you'll find out all the places this man is performing because there's so much. Do you have any periodicals coming out?
Yeah, I'm working on a new book. This book is all about sort of infiltrating, investigating the gluttonous rich contrasted with the recession victim poor. So one chapter.
So you got a part on Royal Pains? Just kidding.
Yeah, no. So far, you know, it's just like stories. Like one chapter, I went to the there's a series of tunnels below Las Vegas Strip where 1,000 people live, and so one chapter I'm doing a story on this just sad you know dichotomy of. You know, people living in tunnels below Vegas while, you know, above it is the Vegas Strip. And then the next chapter, I'm investigating a chef who makes a $25,000 dessert made out of gold leaves. So
oh my
it's
gosh.
Like that. The book is kind of like a back and forth like that, you know, kind of a just gluttonous rich and just, you know.
That is
just
disgusting because I just realized that you would poop gold.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm working on now. And actually, one of our performers in this show on Tuesday is Ted Rall, a political author and cartoonist.
Oh, yes. Can you name, because I can't, my computer's all messed up. Can you name the performers for me?
Oh, okay. So we have Ted Rall. He's a syndicated political cartoonist, you know, from hundreds and hundreds of papers around the world. He's written books on Afghanistan. Yeah, just check him out, tedrall.com. We have Beth Lissick, who's a friend of mine from San Francisco. She started the Porchlight reading series, which has been around for 11 years, which is the best storytelling series in San Francisco. She now lives out here, like author of 4 books. So she's on the bill. We have Joe doing the music. We have... oh my God, I should punch this up. We have a couple other great performers from UCB and The Moth. I'll be
yeah,
doing
I'm
a little
sorry.
Something.
I can't open it. I'm afraid I don't want to lose you. But
basically it's
somebody
a great
named
lineup.
Goofy Bone just checked into the chat room. Goofy Bone and
Goofy Bone, what's up?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
It's my chat room. These are my guests. And the Steve Mendoza Show is also on BTR Radio. George Bentinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. You can Facebook friend him, Harmon, and he'll talk about you on his show, too. You do get around Harmon. He's a very interesting man with a very interesting look going on as well. So as our show's winding down, do you have anything you want to add here?
No, but it's been great chatting with you. Hope to see some of your listeners down at some of the gigs.
I'm going to try and make it. For some reason, I feel I have something on that night. There's like 2 things going on at that night. But if I can, I will be there because the drinks are half price. And you won't see anything like this anywhere else. Comedy Concepts highly recommends it to the people. As I call you, the people, to go check out this show. This is very good. You can actually quote me on that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you. Any of my quotes on that that you'd like from Comedy Concepts, or if you need a quote for your flyer, I'll be glad to send you a quote. But it's a really great cornucopia of collective mind comedy consciousness. I don't have too much alliteration there. But Harmon Leon.
I like that.
I just feel it goes with a family crest of some kind. I think maybe that's funny. A funny hat. Something like that.
It makes me sound so continental.
You do. And now Sir Harmon Leon will be performing a tale this Tuesday, the 28th. Go see him, people. It's on 5th Street and 1st Avenue, Three of Cups. Go in, go downstairs. I think there's two entrances. Go eat at the restaurant beforehand or afterwards. It's very good food. And you're going to see a night like no other in Manhattan. So thank you so much, Harmon, for being a guest today on our show. Go to www.harmonleon.com for more info. And good luck at your St. Mark's gig. And just go check him out because he's got so many shows going, my head is spinning. So I dedicate this next thing to you, Harmon Leon. This one's
okay,
for
great.
You. All right.
Thanks
for being a guest.
Fun.
Bye. And here it comes.
Hello, my name is Maria MacGregor, teller of lore, and this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart e'er did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a stickin' to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFerrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adarin, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape, was dark and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quade and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw but the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, a waving there at me? Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one, and in two, and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
That was for you, Harmon Leon. That was for you. Okay, and last minute, as always, I got people still popping into the chat room. That was Harmon Leon. Go to www.harmonleon.com and find out everywhere he's performing, but this Tuesday especially at Tail at the Three of Cups, 8:30. You love me. And in the chat room, we have comedian and entrepreneur. I can't even say words today because I've had such a frustrating day with the computer, but... Hector Luis is in the house, and you can listen to him on Rat Dog Radio. That's www.netwaveradio. Just go also to Planet Comedy on Facebook to find out more about Hector Luis, because he's one funny dude, man. And I don't know why I did that accent, Hector. You just brought it out in me. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. See why I memorized it, George? I got it now. And also the Steve Mendoza Show, Subject to Whim. Cyanide, thanks again. I hope you have a great dirt bikey weekend. It's terribly wet here, so I know you like that. Cut? You were cut? What happened? I don't know. Is the show cut off? All right. All right, this is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.